Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
7-14. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate, and listen to this crowd. Sellout crowd is cheering Henry Aaron, the home run king of all time.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. April 8th, 1974. Hank Aaron there at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, hitting a home run.
Good.
That would top Babe Ruth. Something that a lot of people thought couldn't happen.
Beat the Babe. There was no way.
Thought that it could not happen, but it did on that night. And tomorrow, we celebrate 50 years. In 50 years, and we talked earlier, to anybody, if you were at the game and you want to share a memory from being there, or your parents were there, someone there, 447-260-929, 447-260-929.
No, it was great. I was going to ask you, and we just start off with the memory of that, whether you saw it live, whether you saw the replay that night or that weekend, or whenever, what's the thought when you see that? Because there's a lot of things that happen within that home run that is the first thing that people think of when they think of it. It's either his mother at home plate, it's Craig Sager being at home plate.
In a trench coat.
Looking like Columbo.
Or is Dusty Baker on deck?
Dusty Baker, the picture number 12, or them two doctors.
Yeah.
They're now doctors.
Wow. That ran around the place. I tell you what, the person we're about to talk to was there, and it was his job to coordinate everything for the media that had to come to town to be a part of this. Bob Hope was the publicist of the Atlanta
Braves.
Say his
name again.
Bob Hope was the publicist of the Braves at that time. He was 27 years old, young guy, but 27 years old, you got a job. You got to guide the media for someone who's chasing one of the great records of sports, and he joins us now. Bob, good morning.
Morning,
to you.
Bob.
Good morning to you guys.
And he, by the way, Bob had to drive to the stadium a little slower that night. Because throughout this, I'm going to be giving facts from 1974. They lowered the speed limit.
Whoa.
In 1974 to 50. This was Nixon on January. I'm going to run through this whole year. January 2nd, lowered the speed limit in 1974 to 55 miles per hour. There you go, Bob. There's your jump off.
Well, I think I was spending about 24 hours a day at the stadium anyway, so it didn't affect me too much.
As we approach this this anniversary of this event, what are some of the memories and thoughts that come back for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the entire buildup to it was just, I'm not going to say overwhelming, because, you know, I was pretty much of a young kid and just, you know, dazzled by all of it, but just the amount of media. I mean, it was like, I think I've told you one time, Sam, before, that I wasn't sure exactly how to handle that number of media. Even, you know, I went Major League Baseball, even for the World Series, didn't necessarily get that, or didn't get that many media covering. And so I actually went to the NFL to find out how they set up for the Super Bowl. So it was just, you know, every single game you'd have this tremendous influx of media coming really from all over the world at the time to just, you have 50 players, you know, 25 on each team, but everybody just wanted to talk to one person. And that was quite unique in, I guess, the history of sports.
It's Bob Hope, former Braves publicist, 27-year-old publicist at the time being, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Can you take us into the meetings that you had leading up to the season? Because you guys knew it was going to happen. And I'm sure there was some sit-downs with you and your bosses talking about what we're going to do, how we're going to go about doing it. How many were there? And can you give us an idea of what they were preparing for?
Well, yeah, we had a lot of meetings. I mean, there was no question about that. And it was, for a 27-year-old, I was I just sort of fallen into the job. I became head of PR and promotions when I was 24, so I had to do all the ceremonies and all too. So it was, you know, just a lot of work. But you know, just on hindsight, just a tremendous opportunity to deal with people you'd never get to deal with at that age. I mean, Ivan Allen was the mayor. We had regular meetings with him to make sure that, you know, it was during the time of the civil rights movement, to make sure everything stayed reasonably calm and that, you know, we handled everything well. You know, we had many meetings trying to figure out how to deal with the angst of some of the fairly vicious mail that came in. I mean, I know that, you know, there's an awful lot of attention given to the racist mail, but the truth is, I mean, that, you know, the bags and bags of the mail that we got were, you know, just fan mail, very positive. But and the vicious mail wasn't just on racism. It was on, you know, there were a lot of people who just didn't want anybody to break Babe Ruth's home run record. Just they, you know, that was a sacred record. And then another thing was just the angst, I guess, avid baseball fans who just felt like if Willie Mays had played in Atlanta Stadium, you know, he would have set the record. Just, you know, it's all kinds of things that people would, you know, a certain number of people, extreme, you know, very small but very vocal group would be upset about. So we'd, you know, sit down and try to figure out how to deal with that. I mean, answering all the mail that came in was, you know, was always a challenge. Just, you know, setting up for the media was a challenge. Dealing with security, the FBI was always concerned that, and should have been, that wanted to make sure that Hank wasn't a target. I don't think anybody thought that the mass of people were a problem, but they realized all it took would be one nut to try to, you know, do something bad, and they would, you know, help us secure the stadium.
Yeah, again, Bob Hope, former Braves publicist, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And for members of our audience, the reason he brought that Willie Mays thing up is because, you may not know, Fulton County Stadium was known as the launching pad. Until Colorado came into Major League Baseball, this was the highest stadium above sea level.
Altitude, yeah.
So that's why they felt that way. But you mentioned Bob talking with the mayor, but I would imagine you had a very, very good relationship, working relationship, and hopefully with Atlanta PD for that time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have to say that everybody in the city was extremely cooperative. And I remember one time, this is, I got shamed by Mayor Allen. I was, you know, we were sitting there talking about Hank and how to handle the home run and, you know, make sure it was all dignified and done right. And I think I blurted out, I said, well, you know, this is a historic moment that's coming up. You know, we got to milk this thing for all it's worth. And he looked at me and he said, I think that's a very inappropriate way to, you know, to approach that. I looked at him, I said, I think you're absolutely right. You know, forget I ever said it.
We're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Bob Hope, former publicist for the Atlanta Braves. And there at the time that Hank Aaron broke the record, hit number 715, that night, once you got everybody there, and you talked about all the different people that were there, it was apparent to you that it was more than just a baseball event. This was a global event. It wasn't just sports media that wanted to be a part of this and see this. And then you had to continue, a number of celebrities that wanted to be on hand. One who wanted the baseball after the home run.
Yeah, no, it was fun for me. I mean, I remember I had to call Pearl Bailey and we invited her to come in and somebody gave me her phone number and I just called and this person answered the phone. I asked if Miss Bailey was in. She's, And this lady said, well, can I tell her who's calling? And I said, well, I'm Bob Hope, but not, you know, not the other Bob Hope, not the famous. I'm with. And she said, I know Bob Hope. And said, this is Miss Bailey. It's Bob Hope with the Braves. I know who you are. So I thought, oh, goodness gracious, Burl Bailey knows who I am. But we had, you know, Pearl Bailey was very famous at the time. Sammy Davis Jr. was there. I mean, it was just, you know, there was a lot of interesting attention, even from the media. With, you know, typically at a baseball game, you would expect the sports media to be there. But we had, you know, the TV anchors from national, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS. There was no Fox back then. You know, Tom Brokaw. I mean, just people like that that were covering it because of the social significance of what was happening, not just in baseball, in it, but in the country at the time.
Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary. A lot of things are going to take place. And what do you hope that this generation, you know, takes from it? Bob, it's been that time, and you still see the number 44 jersey is just as popular as any other Braves jersey, and rightfully so if you go to a Braves game today. But they're going to get a chance to reflect on that tomorrow. What do you hope that this generation takes away from this time? It was a night for a person, for a team, and for our city.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just is the dignity of Hank Aaron, just to have a role model like that for kids to look up to and realize, you know, here was a man under great pressure going after this incredible achievement and who was absolutely a gentleman the entire way. I mean, I was around him every day. We traveled on the road with him. You know, well, we just go do things. Like there was no GPS back then, so he and I one time, Time Magazine was going to put him on the cover, and we had to go out to a photography studio in a photographer's house in Shamley, Georgia. So Hank and I were driving, trying to find this house, and we got lost and. And Hank said, here, pull in here, and I'll knock on the door and ask people where it is.
Oh, no.
Thinking, you know, this person suddenly, you know, there's a knock on the door, and it's Hank Aaron asking how to get to a house. Well, you know, it was just, but all the way through, Hank was just a gentle, sweet, nice, thoughtful man. I mean, he treated everyone exactly the same, and his treatment of everyone was just magnificently kind.
We see the famous picture of Dusty Baker in the on-deck circle. What were the other players like while this was going on?
Well, the players, you know, there were several players that were really helpful, but the one that really, or, you know, not a player, but the manager, Eddie Matthews, was, you know, played with Hank in Milwaukee and Atlanta. Eddie was protected Hank. I mean, he sort of set the tone with the team, just making sure that the team realized, you know, what they were going through. Because, you know, players can be, you know, they're in their early 20s. You know, they can lose perspective on what's going on at any particular time. And Hank and Eddie just did a really good job of setting the tone. And then you had Dusty and Ralph Garr, who were like a comedy act. I mean, you'd go in the clubhouse and Dusty and, well, particularly Ralph would be entertaining Hank. He just, you know, Hank would just be sitting there laughing because, you know, Ralph's a very funny guy.
Well,
and,
we know.
You know, you just had a good mood in the clubhouse because of the chemistry of the players.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, you know, it's something that I remember the night, and I'm so glad that you're able to share with us those memories as we reflect.
I got to ask, it's got to make him smile when he hears the number of people over the years that have said they were at that game, that he knows that many people weren't there, because people talk about it now. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was going to say, I do think that our crowd that night must have approached 600,000.
See what I'm saying?
You know, and that's the thing. Everybody wants to say they were there and had some part to play in a history, great historic event. And so we know you there and the role that you played with the team. And so thankful that you had a chance to spend some time with us this morning and reflect on it.
Yes.
We appreciate you so much.
Well, I appreciate you guys, too. Thanks for letting me talk.
Hey, Bob. Thank you very, very, very much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.